all the love you see, it belongs to me. She said, I see, I see, I see. And the chains that have dragged me here to you. All of these hopes and these chains I will gladly share with you. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. It's raining, it's pouring, and I'm falling, I'm falling. And he said, pray to me. Pray to me, all the love you see, it belongs to me, he said.
almost the top of the hour. I'm going to hand things off to Steve Chong, Steven William Hofsink. We're quiet today, kind of becoming a pattern, but I think maybe next semester I'm going to make an effort to create more long-form scripts and just be more of a host. But I mean, I'm content right now just to relax, and I hope you are too. I hope you've enjoyed the music that's been playing, and I hope you look forward to next programming that's coming up soon. Take care.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Bull trout, Athabasca rainbow trout, and West Slope cutthroat trout live in icy streams that flow down from the mountains of Alberta, Canada. But as the climate warms, those streams are warming too, causing these fish to retreat into the dwindling refuges of cold water upstream.
As it warms downstream, it forces them further upstream into an ever-shrinking available amount of habitat.
Ben Kissinger is a water and fish scientist with the FRI Research Group. He says the problem is made worse by the loss of many streamside trees and plants, which used to shade the water from the hot sun. All three trout populations face other threats, too.
If you have all those other threats like angling pressure and fragmentation and habitat loss on top of warming waters, that really makes it hard for these species to exist.
So Kissinger is mapping water temperatures in Alberta's streams to better understand how the trout's habitat is changing. He says it's important to protect streamside vegetation and the remaining stretches of cold water,
because those might be crucial refuges for these cold water species as we move into a warming future.
So Kissinger's research could help these trout survive even as the climate continues to warm. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC,
home of McFog the dog.